And there was a firefight!
Killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law.
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000!
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woohoo! Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls. Why are you shaking your head already, Leander? It's too early.
There's a lot going on.
What's going on, Leander?
What just happened before the start of this podcast?
Nothing happened.
All right.
We talked about pooping.
It was a vacuum. Nothing happened.
Nobody spoke.
Oh, my God.
That's not on air, so it didn't happen.
Okay, obviously.
I don't know why you're so bummed about this.
I'm not.
All right. Well, as you can tell, I'm here. Leander's here. Would you like to introduce yourselves? Other people going with you. Go.
I'm Paul.
That's Paul.
He's Paul. I'm Ryan.
You are Ryan. Very good. That went well.
Nice. That was easy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good night.
And we're done.
Hey, just so you guys know, like, I started a podcast. It's called Ryan Hates Movies. All right? Because I don't like movies very much.
Yeah, but the title says that.
Yeah, yeah. But
wait, I don't understand. What's it about?
Before
he was in context and background, exactly.
Before, in my intro, I plugged you guys, just so you know.
What?
It hasn't been uploaded yet because my website is down.
So it doesn't actually exist.
So it exists on my computer, edited and ready to go. What? But my website, RyanYoungTellsJokes.com, is down at the moment. That's a real website, Paul. Stop laughing.
That's a great website.
It is real. I remember.
Jeez. Tim, is this what this guy told you to in order to get on this podcast? He's like, oh, I'll tell them about the thing that I said for you about you guys on my podcast.
This is all news to me. I'm very excited.
I gave you guys a shout out. No one listens to it because it hasn't been uploaded, but I
one told day.
Them, not yet,
you know,
but it will.
You know, like 15 years from now when you're like hot shit.
And
they'll be like, you remember that site he had? That shitty site he started with? And then they'll go back and it'll be like number one.
Is it the footage?
They'll be like, you remember that other shitty podcast?
Yeah, it's like the test footage.
Okay. Alright. No, I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, anyway, so yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Are we good?
We're good. Go ahead.
Are we good? So, this is not an official episode, I guess. This is just going to be us going over all the San Diego Comic-Con news and...
Yeah, I just got the same things. Yeah. What?
What?
Copyright laws.
Am I going to have to separate you two?
No, Dad. Yeah, is that what you're on?
Okay.
Swear to God.
All right, anyway, sorry.
So, yeah, we're just going to go over it, opinions, that kind of thing.
Right, right.
Nothing fancy. It's not going to be 12 hours of us talking about San Diego, because if you remotely give a shit about these things, you've already gotten all the news.
True.
Which is why we haven't gotten all the news. We just picked some news, because we don't give a shit, right?
Right.
Pretty much.
I like all it. Right.
So, I've broken the news into categories like comics, movies, TV, toys, and games. Games only has one thing. I say we start with that, because there's only one game thing I wrote down.
I mean, okay. The alphabet anyway, yeah.
No. Games. Why the alphabet? Alphabet's not on trial here. There is a new Spider-Man game coming for mobile. It has an endless runner, and you can play as just about every Spider-Man ever. Does anybody give two shits about that?
When you say every Spider-Man ever, we're talking about...
It says the most Spider-Man you've ever been able to play with.
All right.
I don't give a shit about mobile games. That's...
I agree.
That's my thing. Like, I can't get into them.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't get into them.
Yeah.
I download them, and I'm all like, oh, this is going to be great. Like, I just downloaded... game that I just downloaded. An X-Men game.
Yeah.
X-Men Days of Future Past game.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I played it for, like, while I was pooping.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, 10 minutes, and,
That's it.
Never again. Nothing.
Yeah. That bad, huh?
It's not bad. It's just, if it was on a console, I would play it all the time.
It's very difficult to play on a phone. No matter how big it is, it doesn't really help.
Phone, tablet, doesn't matter.
And because especially with the look at the controls on the screen.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're like covering up half the screen while you're like playing.
Right.
What's the point?
Right, because we have adult thumbs and
right.
not baby thumbs, and that's the thing. Okay, but what?
Adult phones.
So, you have so a mobile. What do you think?
Yeah, Spider-Man
I
mobile.
Don't
I mean,
play any of them. So.
What are you gonna do? Like, why would I like all the Spider-Man I could possibly have on my phone? Like, what am I gonna do with Spider-Man on my phone? Like,
right.
I can't even think what I could do. Am I swinging?
When your thumbs are in the way,
when your thumbs are in the way,
you can go anywhere.
You can obscure the most Spider-Mans you've ever done with your thumbs.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds
pretty useless.
About correct.
Well, who's making it? Do you know who the company is that's making it?
No.
All right. It doesn't matter.
I didn't give two shits for it. It's a mobile game.
Yeah.
Companies for that shit?
There are. Apparently. There are.
Wow. All right. So we'll move on to toys. There are a bunch. This will be easy, too. This will be real quick.
Okay.
This will be painless.
All right.
There are some really amazing toys, and these are the ones that got all the buzz. There is a brand new Kai Predator, which is, like, insane. There is Marvel Legends figures for Nick Fury, Maria Hill, and Agent Coulson. There is classic versions of Ninja Turtles, including Shredder and Krang is what got revealed at San Diego. There is a Batman Returns Danny DeVito Penguin action figure.
Nice.
By NECA.
That's awesome.
That's kind of cool.
I like NECA stuff. I do.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Hmm.
Mezco's The Dark Knight Returns 6-inch figures. They're kind of cool. They look almost like statues. There's a Marvel Select Cable action figure, where his gun is about 7 times bigger than he is. Mattel's 1966 Batgirl, so it's the purple costume from the old Adam West. Star Wars Black Wampa Deluxe. Big-ass fucking critter. Hot Toys, Marty McFly, and DeLorean.
Can you just say Black Wampa again?
Black Wampa.
Oh, jeez.
Now we have a name for the episode. And by far, my favorite one, while looking through all of these, because you would have never expected this, it's Batman again. It's NECA, 7-inch, 1989, video game appearance Batman.
Really?
It is purple and blue, and it looks horribly colored like it looked on the original Tim Burton Batman game for NES.
I'm trying to remember that game.
If you saw this, if you've ever played the game and you see this figure instantly, you will be like,
right.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
I remember that. Because he looked like he was bright purple and like blue, the way the pixels look.
Yeah.
And that's how they painted this action figure.
Hmm.
And it comes with a stand behind it of a replica of the game. They just changed certain like information on it, like the company name.
I barely remember it, but I remember
it. Because I remember
it was a tough game. It was like a Ninja Gaiden clone, where it's like, oh, this is really fucking hard.
I remember the one that was kind of like Final Fight. That was like Batman Returns or whatever.
Yes,
you remember that one?
That was that was Returns. Yeah.
Was that Super Nintendo?
Super.
Okay, yeah, that was a pretty fun game.
It was
interesting,
but Final Fight was better.
Oh, of course.
But nothing beats Streets of Rage 2, right?
Yes, the best game ever!
I tried to download that on my phone.
Oh my god, on your phone.
We,
yeah.
Why would you download it on your phone?
So his thumbs could make
Because it was one of those things where I was like, oh shit, Streets of Rage on my phone, and then I download it, and I'm like, oh, this is no good.
Yeah.
Same thing with Golden Axe. Like, all those games. I'm like, I pay $2.99 for them,
oh,
I get sucked in, and I'm like, this sucks.
Do you have a PS3?
I don't have a 360.
So that's the problem. I don't even want to get into that right now. But
you had downloaded it on the PS3.
Yeah, I downloaded Streets of Rage 2, Golden Axe. I actually just downloaded Marvel Superheroes, a fighting game, and Marvel vs. Capcom Origins. It's on sale right now for $3.99 for both games.
What are you getting?
I have.
Thank you, PS3 sponsorship.
Yeah. You can send me a PS4.
I
appreciate it.
Capcom 2 on 360.
Oh really?
Yeah, because I'm a huge Street Fighter dude. I love.
Yeah,
yeah, I like Street Fighter.
Yeah, it's a really fun game. If you get it on the right console, it'll be really good for you.
You know, if you ask the nerds on the internet, the 360 is the better console for Street Fighter.
I don't ask the nerds on the internet.
So. I'm just saying the consensus. Yeah, those guys. Yeah. I trust those guys. The internet guys.
Yeah,
internet.
Listen, you read any comment section, tell me they're wrong.
Right,
okay.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, that's where everyone's
like,
right.
What's
all
the gist
time?
Of this story? Let's go read the ignorant fucking shit underneath
all of it.
Oh, there's a sick child in this column? Oh, man, someone's going to try to talk about raping this child in the comments.
Yes. Dredges of the internet.
No, it's
fantastic.
They're the best.
Yeah,
those people rule.
I love those people. They're my people.
Well, now we know who you love.
Have you guys ever commented on any story or anything on the internet ever?
No. It's too much effort.
I never have. I know people who argue with people on IMDb.
So annoying.
And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
What's
the purpose?
Why?
It gets you nowhere.
Nowhere.
Nowhere in life.
Tommy Lee Jones wasn't in this movie.
Don't care. Okay, toys. That was fun.
Toys is done. See? You were worried when I brought this list. You were very worried.
No.
You were worried. There was sweat on your brow.
I was happy for you because you had so much news to tell everyone. You get so excited about the news. He gets so excited about the news. It's like his thing. So I just wanted to be proud of you for going through all your toy stuff.
I think we broke Leander.
I'm going to take my microphone and go home now.
This is going to be edited so good.
It's totally not. He knows better.
No, I won't edit it. He's right. It's a combination of pride and laziness.
Yes.
I'm not going to edit it.
With lazy being a little bit higher than the pride.
A lot higher. I had to edit one of our past episodes for time reasons.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it bothered me so much, but I had to. I just cut out a news story. It's like it never happened. Mm-hmm. It didn't affect anything else.
Right.
But I'm just like, ah, I know.
Especially because you love
the
news.
I love the news.
Gotta feed the people.
Feed the people.
I do have a quick question that I wanted to have answered by you guys.
Okay.
The original Ninja Turtles movie.
Yes.
What was the origin of Splinter?
He wasn't a train rat.
He was in a cage.
Yeah, and he mimicked.
He mimicked
moves. Yeah. Amato Yoshi's moves.
Whoa, all right, that's deep. All right, well played. And then Shredder comes into
murder.
The play
to murder him, and he
knocks over
the cage, and the rat jumps and claws his
face. Okay,
then he escapes to New York. Does this happen in New York? This might be a plot hole.
Yeah, how does the rat
it has to be
New
in
York?
Japan, but I don't know how.
I think
he
it
gets
was kind of like
New
Fievel
York.
Goes West. It was just like that.
He just
maybe that was him.
Ship.
Maybe that was
like
Splinter,
making
wasn't
me
Fievel.
Think about this.
Yeah. Well, because my friends called me the other day at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, "Oh my god!" We were trying to figure out where Splinter came from because they're mixing up all the other origins of Splinter, and they couldn't figure out which one was the movie.
The movie one, he's a rat, and he's learning and doing the moves in the cage.
Okay. And then
some of the worst puppeteering I ever saw at that exact scene.
Actually, that's Elmo's puppeteer.
Oh.
And his voice. The voice of Splinter is also the voice of Elmo, believe it or not, and the puppet master.
I do believe it.
Well played.
I know a lot of stuff. See, I told you I know all these facts.
You
I said that
know
before
things.
We started playing.
Don't worry, people. He'll never be back.
All his parts will be edited. Don't
yes.
We'll just, it'll just be an answer. And we'll just be excited.
You'll be like,
I'll ask a question.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, that's so awesome.
Does anybody know Splinter? Oh, great.
Oh man! All right,
good stuff.
Where are we at? TV. That's what I see without my glasses.
You want to talk some TV and movie?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
All right, sounds good. So you wanted to talk about the Deadpool stuff?
Yeah, I did. I saw that we couldn't find it because they keep taking it down. Mm-hmm. They keep putting it up and taking it down. But how do you guys? What are your thoughts on Deadpool, everybody? How do you feel about him as
in general,
as
a character,
person.
as a fake person.
Yes,
I.
How do you guys feel about him?
I like him in general, but I liked him better when he was just not as jokey. I guess I like classic Deadpool, and when I feel like he's not done right as often. I love the Daniel Way run that they did, but beyond that, I'm.
Have you read the Rick Remender version of him in Uncanny X-Force?
Yeah, a little of that.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but a little.
He's really good in that too. Mm-hmm. This is. This footage, it's CGI. It's all CGI because it's test footage. And it's Ryan Reynolds is doing the voice. So it's like, you know, whatever origins. But it's like Bugs Bunny. Like, he's like Bugs Bunny.
That's what he needs to be.
Yeah, like he like talks to the camera and like, you know, it's all like, it's super, a joke every like one. And now here's the thing, like, I thought the footage was good. Like, I was just like, this is kind of awesome. This is very in the spirit of Deadpool, but I just kind of don't like Deadpool. So, like, I just kind of felt lukewarm about the whole thing. But, like, if they make this movie, it'll be insane, because this will be the most accurate representation of a comic book character on a screen
ever. Yeah.
It is Deadpool to a T. Like, he gets beat up. Like, you know, like, he does cool some cool things, but he just gets the shit beat out of him. Like, the bad guy is, like, smashing his face on the gear shift of a car, like, you know, like, just, and he's like, you know, it's like Bugs Bunny, it's like a cartoon, it's pretty crazy. You guys should try to find that if you can on the internet. It's not very long, it's like a minute long or whatever, but like, it is extremely accurate. So if you're interested in accuracy in your Deadpool movie, you're going for it. But if you find that kind of thing a little irritating, like I kind of do, it might not be your cup of tea.
That kind of thing, meaning the jokey, or like, yeah, the, like, CGI, the jokey stuff?
No, yeah, the jokey stuff. Okay. Like the overabundant, like you said, like, I like Deadpool when he's a little bit more
not a lot.
An insane Spider-Man. Like, you know, he's right. Quippy, yes. And, you know, and whatever. And this is like I said, full on cartoon Bugs Bunny, like, gonzo craziness. You know, breaking the fourth wall.
I don't know if I could do that for 2 hours.
Yeah, that seems like a lot. Right, that seems like a lot.
And that's what I mean. It might work as a 1 minute, like, funny little thing, but, you know, you got a 2 hour movie of that, exhausting. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
I try not to hate on Deadpool just because everybody and their mother knows who Deadpool is now, and it looks like you get, like, you know, 16 year old girls coming in this door, like, Deadpool's my favorite. Bleh.
I might have reason to hate him, really.
But it's not his fault. It's not his fault.
Well, I mentioned that. I think I mentioned it to you earlier when I used to work at the store, and we would do the delinquent pull bins. All of them were just like Deadpool. Like, everyone's. Jeez. That's another thing. People, I feel like people say they like Deadpool, but then when push comes to shove, they don't really like Deadpool that much. When you got to pay money for Deadpool, then they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, of the shithead middle school kids that come in, I feel like that's all they buy, though, is Deadpool.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's all the Deadpool hype, and that's all they buy.
So middle school, it's accurate. High school, it's not accurate.
Well, I mean, you
adults,
need to spend your money
mixed.
On alcohol and pot, so.
Yeah.
You would know about that, Paul, wouldn't you?
No, no.
But that was some hot footage that came out of SDCC that you guys missed.
Yeah, apparently. I'll just look it up.
I just never clicked it, and now it's gone.
All right, wait. Well, how do you feel about this too? Because, like, Rob Liefeld, somebody needs to drug test that guy, because he tweets like a maniac, and he was tweeting that Deadpool was more popular than Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys feel about it? You feel like that's an accurate statement?
I feel like if it's accurate, it's because he's no longer associated with Deadpool anymore. The minute he stopped having anything to do with Deadpool, Deadpool's star just rose.
I'll say that Deadpool's more popular than Wolverine at this point. Yeah,
Huge Jackman would not like that.
Well, but how many books? It. How many books per month does Deadpool win versus Wolverine?
He's Jackman.
I don't think Deadpool's bigger than Wolverine.
I don't think so.
I think
really.
If he was, don't you think they would have made him 7 movies?
Well,
already?
There's a difference between, like, all right,
well, everybody has a bad taste in their mouth.
Right, there's a difference between movie Wolverine and, like, comic Wolverine.
You're right.
And comic Wolverine, I think, is not as popular as Deadpool Wolverine, personally.
That's a fair assumption.
Personally. If the movie was not there, would Wolverine be more popular than Deadpool? I would say no.
Yeah, but even before the movies, he was in, like, 17 books. He has two solo titles. He's in every X-Men book.
So I guess the question is, right now, though, how many titles does Deadpool have been a part of compared to Wolverine?
Well, Wolverine's about to die, so.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah,
that means he needs a shot in the arm. They're like, Deadpool's getting all the attention.
Yeah.
Put this old dog down.
You've been replaced. By another guy with a healing factor.
Okay. Interesting.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know, because I disagreed. I thought Wolverine, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think
Wolverine.
I think
I'm
Leander's point is fair about the movies. You take the movies out of it,
that's
a fair assessment.
Right. And they found the perfect Wolverine. I mean, the perfect. Oh, my gosh. So, like, if it wasn't for that, I don't see why.
Hugh Jackman. I mean,
yeah.
How do you beat that guy?
You can't beat that.
You beat him with Ryan Reynolds. I mean, the movie showed that didn't work. Yeah, but they sewed up his mouth.
That's the best part That's about it.
That never happened. We're just going back. They rewrote that in their history. They knew they messed up. They edited on. They're like, yeah, no.
That never happened.
I love how they press the reset button, but they're probably just going to go fuck it up again anyway.
Yeah. Clean slate.
Yeah. Let's fuck that up, too.
They will.
Everybody's so excited.
You know what I think about sometimes? It's weird. I think about the missed, like, the time. Like, you know, like, Hugh Jackman is getting up there in years. Like, right. If they didn't waste so much time making shitty X-Men movies, we would still have young Hugh Jackman in good X-Men movies, like, right? Like, it just seems like a wasted opportunity every time shitty X-Men movies came out.
As long as he stays jacked, I mean, movie makeup, the CGI, the bad actors, it doesn't matter.
I mean, once he gets old, maybe we'll do, you know,
Old Man Logan.
I think everybody wants that. Everybody just expects that to happen.
Right. I mean, he may as well.
It's a little hard because, you know, like, a Hulk and Hawkeye, they would have to figure out analogs maybe in the X-Men universe. It can still work.
I think it can still work,
sure, but they just don't have the ones that Marvel have the rights to now.
Sure.
But they could... It could still work.
Colossus.
It could still work. Mm-hmm. Everything can still work.
Yeah. Jubilee. All right.
Colossus is fucking
no
Omega
Red. You keep saying that.
You're alone in your Jubilee.
I am not that alone.
He's not alone.
I am not alone.
Jubilee.
Yeah,
there's three other people in that chat room, like Jubilee Vampire. Oh my god. And they're 16. It's fine.
Patience.
They're shippers between Deadpool and Vampire and Jubilee.
Jubilee's been getting a lot of covers on that X-Men book.
Yeah, she has. She's getting a lot of covers. Yep.
And that's a good X-book, too.
It is a great X-book.
Yeah. It's Brian Wood.
Yeah, it's Jubilee.
I don't think that's it.
We'll see, guys.
Could happen.
Yeah.
She doesn't have her powers either, right? She's just a vampire?
She has vampire powers. She has vampire.
Right.
She can also turn into mist, but that's...
Well, that's what vampires do.
Yeah, but mist, vampires perhaps. That have trained for, like, centuries. And she did it in, like, one issue after, like, being a vampire for, like, 3 days. So, I mean, but, you know, that's Jubilee. That's what she does.
She's such a hard-on under this table. Don't point that thing at me. Should have sat over there. All right.
What do you got on your TV?
On my TV,
on
I got
TV
a
TV docket.
On the docket, there's a lot of quick blurbs. Most of these don't require more than a thought. But Benedict Cumberbatch said he's not going to play Doctor Strange.
I'm actually a little bummed out about that. I think
I'm okay with it. I want him in the movie. I'm fine with that. But I think there's better Doctor Stranges out there.
I know this is going to be. You got wait. Get ready for this.
I'm ready.
I'm sitting ready. I don't know how you feel. I know how you feel, and I don't know how you feel.
Probably indifferent.
Different. I fucking hate Doctor Strange.
What?
Yeah, I'm really not a fan.
I hate him. You know why? Because I hate magic in the Marvel universe.
You know why? Because I hate magic.
I hate magic. Because, like, it just seems like, what's the point of even fighting? He can just snap his finger and teleport them into hell or on the sun or whatever and just be, like, what kind of fight is there in that? Like... There's no... He's OP. He's OP.
But how that ain't different than Superman?
You know,
or how that ain't different...
it's a different universe. First off, so...
Wait, because... You know what? Because, you know, like...
there's OP characters all the time.
I agree, but there's, like, rules to Superman's
powers.
Yeah,
they put him in check.
But, like, there's still rules to it. There's no rule. He's just like, oh, look, I just found this book that says I can do this as long as I say these words. Like, Superman can't just do anything.
To be fair, he has to have that tool-like cape and the douchey kind of facial hair, so maybe that's his limitations, is his attire. I mean, that might be it.
It's wardrobe related.
I know you're a strange you're a strange guy.
I like strange.
You're
I think
a strange guy.
See, his limitations is he has no physical ability.
Right, he's
you,
just a
if
person.
You have a horde of whatever the fuck running at him, he can make them all disappear.
Yeah, but the second he messes up
if you have a horde of somebody sneaking up behind him, he's dead. Right. Has no physical at all. His hands don't fucking work. They don't work at all, except for, you know,
jazz hands.
He's got enough ability to use jazz hands, and that's about it.
And there's a plot hole right there. Why does he just use magic to make his hands work?
Abracadabra, functioning body.
Maybe they'll touch on that in the movie.
Like, Well, because here's the, like, all right, so I don't have much experience with Doctor Strange, but I read him in Bendis's, like, New Avengers and whatever. Right. And it was literally, like every page, it would just be, like, from the spell book, you know, like, page 129, like, I can do this now. And I'm just like, okay, what are the rules to this guy's powers? Because I'm turning pages, and I just see
from this spell book, I can do this. I'm like, there are no rules to his powers. Like,
well,
there are
and there's
no
also,
rules.
But you also have to think, he is, like, the master, the Sorcerer Supreme. It's not like he just got onto the scene for the first time. He's been doing this for a long-ass time.
Right, I
and
know.
He's just mastered the books. Like, he's just...
Not, I know, but the books have
not,
everything
is it unfair to him for being smart? Are you just... Is that what you want? Illiterate
yes.
Dr. Strange?
Yes.
You want some guidelines. That's all.
I just you want
the guidelines is anything in that book. If he reads it, he can do it.
Magic
Let me
words.
See. Okay, I'll do this. And he has
he
to remember
just teleport
it.
Everyone into the sun.
That's not how it works.
But he has a moral compass.
Teleport into the sun. I say good day, sir.
That's fair. I actually, because I know some other people who are Dr. Strange, and we argue all the time via text message when I probably should be working, like about Dr. Strange. I'm just like, no, Dr. Strange.
I don't know, but...
I haven't
What about, like, the Defenders, right? Back in the day, the Defenders, it was Namor, it was Doctor Strange,
right.
And it was the Hulk. That was your main core of people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, like, that should be unbeatable. And they always got the shit kicked out of them.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't have his books on him.
I guess he didn't have a portable book.
Portable book.
See, he's earned it. That just proves my theory.
Yeah, and now, like we live in the future. He could just have like a 36-gig iPad, and now he doesn't even have to carry all these books around.
Wouldn't
just
that be great?
No, because he's gonna have ads popping up and shit. It's gonna be terrible.
It's gonna mess up his
memory. He's gonna leave it at a bar, and it's gonna get hacked.
Open Wi-Fi. Put a password on it. Jesus.
It's a 5-year-old kid.
Does anybody have an outlet for me to charge my tablet?
Isn't he kind of a dick, too?
Yeah, he's a huge dick.
He definitely is a dick.
He's a huge
and
dick.
And I love every character that's a complete prick. That's a total asshole. That's, like, always my favorite characters.
And wait, I thought, like, Brother Voodoo was the Sorcerer Supreme now.
When Doctor Strange is out of town, you always call Brother Voodoo.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah. Does Doctor Strange have his own book right now?
No, but he'll get one because...
Yeah. The movie, yeah.
It'll be good when he gets his own book
by
again.
Matt Fraction.
It'd be worth it to pick up when he gets his own book because I'm sure maybe they'll explain some limitations of his power.
There's no doubt in my mind.
I just want them to say that, like, you know, like it's like Dungeons and Dragons, like he can only cast the spell once per day or something. Like, I'm acceptable to that. Like, I'm fine with that. That's a limitation. That's a rule to his power. I'm fine with that.
He has a mana, you know?
Right, he has mana. He doesn't have enough mountains to cast that spell.
I think maybe you're right, maybe. They should, you know, tone it down a bit.
Yeah.
Hickman, Bendis, they got to go reread the old Doctor Strange stuff.
Who needs an Infinity Gauntlet? He has a book with every spell ever in it.
Well, if you're wearing the Infinity Gauntlet and you sneak up on Doctor Strange and you sucker punch him in the back of the head with
He's
that gauntlet,
done. He's done.
He's dead.
Done.
All right.
He's insta-dead.
All right. Did you read World War Hulk?
Yes.
You did? Because, you know, he might not have you, but he almost beat up the Hulk. I forget how the Hulk got out of it, but he almost beat up the Hulk.
Probably smashed.
Yeah.
Probably.
So, like, there you go.
Puny man.
There you go. Some guy with no hands beat up the Hulk. You're dying over here.
I don't know. But, like, what makes him more OP than Professor X?
The guy's a handicapped guy. He's in a wheelchair. He can't tie his shoes. He can't wipe his ass. Well, maybe he can, but he can't feel his ass. I mean, like...
Why is he trying to feel his ass?
When he wipes his ass, he's got to know where to go. He can't just feel around.
Yes, but
if he wanted,
he could have Dr. Strange wipe his ass for him. He's like, hey, wipe my ass right now, and then
well,
knock
he
you
doesn't
out.
Have hands, so...
Well,
really
you know,
could,
there's all kinds of limitations, like, you know, like he, there's the psychic dampeners S.H.I.E.L.D. has that, you know, like, so
yeah,
you can't...
Sure.
Magneto's helmet, you can't get through that.
It's
like,
a helmet to prevent
you know,
it. The D&D book, what is that? Like, the rain prevents it? Like, a rainy day, gotta leave the books inside.
Like, you know, like, they're still... Like, he can't just do anything. Like, he can't fly into space and teleport to the moon. Like, you know, Doctor Strange could do that if teleport to the moon is in his book. He can do that.
Page 37, Article B.
Exactly. That's what Bendis would do. That's what Bendis would do.
Bendis would do that. I don't deny that.
We'll see. I don't know enough about it. I can't.
Listen, I'll still see the movie.
Yeah. I know. I know you were going to say that. You're like, I would have loved that movie.
They always have my $11.
Yeah.
I can't say anything about it because I don't know enough about Doctor Strange. I just like him.
Fight.
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't have too many villains. Really.
Fin Fang Foom?
That'd be great. Fin Fang Foom shows up. It's just a big fucking
dragony thing.
Dragon Excelsior!
Thing. Well, who like, are... No. Like, his villains are, like, Dormammu or... Yeah,
Dormammu
like,
or something.
Well, and that's the thing, like, I hate hell. Sure. I'm going to go out on a limb here and tell you that I hate hell. Think about all the recent stories where superheroes have gone to hell.
Oh, yeah, so
and
many.
How trash they are. Wolverine goes to hell when X-Factor goes to hell.
Right.
Like, they're all horrible stories. Like,
they are.
The crossing over of, like, you know, when you have, like, X-Men fighting werewolves, like, I'm just like, like, stop. Yeah.
But when Mephisto comes to Earth, it's always a good time.
Yeah, you're not wrong, but...
and Blackheart. Blackheart's really
I like if
Blackheart.
If they're fighting Ghost Rider, then that's
There's
been a lot of
because there's
inner...
limitations to his
Wasn't it Infinity Gauntlet, like, with Mephisto and Blackheart? Infinity Gauntlet, the original?
Yeah, yep,
yeah.
Yeah,
so that was good, and that was hellish, and it wasn't crazy.
But they didn't... Did they go to hell?
I don't know, but... Well, hell was part of it, though. I don't remember the whole story.
Yeah, it's been a while. They didn't go to hell. I just remember that fight scene that they had where he kills all the superheroes, because that's, like, the best thing that ever happened.
I like what they're doing with Loki and Mephisto. They keep having them have interactions, which I think is great.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It's been happening a lot. I think it's going to be a theme going forward.
Sure, sure.
Like, in the Loki book, he's like, yeah, we're going to go there. It's going to be a trap. Like, what do you mean? It's definitely going to be Mephisto. There's, like, no doubt that that's not the guy you think it is. It's Mephisto. But, like, it was, like, the second half of the book. Like, you do this whole thing, and you're like, what the fuck, Mephisto? And it's, like, a big reveal where they like, tricked him, and he's like, yeah, no, it's definitely going to be Mephisto. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's going to be Mephisto. Just go there, tell him you can have your soul. I got this.
All right. Okay, we got through one part of the
We
teaser.
Did. Maybe this isn't as...
Dr. Strange. I'm sorry. It's my fault. You guys are so concise.
Please continue,
just
Tim.
Just edit me out.
All right, let's blow through a bunch of these that it can be quick.
All right.
Everybody from the Cap movies are going to be working on the Agent Carter TV show. It's going to be all the same people. It'll have the same feel. That's the hope for that.
Deal.
That was easy. All right, there we go. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Do you like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I only watched, like, the first six episodes.
Okay, they're the worst ones. They're the worst ones.
They really are.
It gets so good mid to the end.
So good.
All right, I'll get back on it.
This was good news. They're going to get new allies in the show, and they're going to get a big bad guy to fight. Somebody big to actually fight.
Thank goodness.
And it looks like, you know, Coulson's going to be, like, head of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
So that might be really fun. Of course, at San Diego, they revealed Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of people were like, why is it red, white, and blue?
You mean Xena?
Yeah, Xena.
Yeah.
Who's going to be on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Really?
But that costume, is very Xena.
The costume's very Xena, but I think the costume's great.
It's fine.
It's not red, white, and blue until she represents your country.
It's
like,
fun.
That was the whole thing. Everybody always forgets. It's like, no, she wears those colors because she represents.
Mm-hmm. You know what, though? I really hate the fanboys that hold on to, like, the nitpicky, like, nonsense. Like, just be happy you're getting Wonder Woman in a set. Who cares if she's red, wearing red, white, and blue or not? You're missing the whole point of all of this.
Yeah, because Wonder Woman got shit-canned not even a year ago, it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah, so. When Joss Whedon was going to do it. Thank God. You know what? No offense to Wonder Woman, but thank God DC, like, ditched him for that so that he could make Avengers.
Yeah,
like, you know, like we dodged a bullet on that. He could be making Wonder Woman 2 right now, and God only knows Zack Snyder makes Avengers or something.
Yeah, we got lucky.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Earth 2 version of the movies. They revealed the Bat Superman teaser. Did you see the Superman teaser?
I did not.
Oh, my God.
I read about it.
Saw it, yes.
It's like a 20-second teaser. It was phenomenal. It's basically dark. You see the bat signal, and then it's like lightning every now and again. You can see a little better. Batman is sitting in front of the bat signal. He has the gauntlets and the helmet on that he had on in Dark Knight Returns when he fights Superman in that book, and his eyes are all lit up. And then it flickers, and you see Superman hovering above the signal. And then it goes black again, and you see his eyes light up. Like, he's going to shoot him. And then he just turns around like he's going to fucking run at him and fuck his day up. It was great. I'm like, as far as... I hate teasers. Because they're like 15 seconds of, like, the logo. Uh-huh. And it's like, hello, I'm in the movie. And that's it. I hate that shit. But this was, like, the best teaser I've ever seen.
It was very good.
And, like, to see... Because it's always, like, camera phone. And it's like, to see that panel's reaction when Superman's eyes lit up, like, everybody lost their shit.
I'm so
curious about that movie.
I think it's going to be good.
Me too.
I do think it's going to be good.
It has to be. It literally has to be amazing. They can accept no substitute other than like
amazing. Contending
with
Avengers 2 on the release date, I believe.
No, I think
they changed it.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Well, yeah,
that would have been
stupid.
But because like I mean, has Zack Snyder made a good movie ever?
Yeah.
Besides 300. Did you like 300?
I like 300.
All right, so besides 300.
You did Watchmen, right?
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Why are you twitching?
I'm not hearing this resounding, like, yeah, he made this great movie. I mean, listen, I hate movies, so you can't judge
my reaction. He's all right.
I liked Watchmen.
I thought Watchmen was the
like
best.
Sucker Punch.
Yeah, but no.
I never saw Man of Steel. But I've heard a lot of not good stuff.
I liked it personally.
You liked it?
It was a little dark at the end for Superman's taste. But
that's gonna. You should probably see it before this next movie.
I know he destroys Metropolis and breaks Zod's neck.
That's what I've heard.
That's what the whole movie.
I mean, if you twist a dude's head off, yeah.
Fair enough.
Is it the same Superman in both movies?
Yes.
It's correlating storylines, so we're going from Superman.
A lot of what they're saying about this Bat-Superman movie is other heroes are going to start popping up too, and it's obviously going to be tying forward for Justice League, but they're all like, oh, that dude is out of control. We can't have that guy. And everybody's kind of like anti-Superman, especially the heroes. So they're like, we want to be heroes, and this dickhead's over here smashing whole cities. We don't give a fuck who he was fighting. That kind of thing. Like, Aquaman's going to be super pissed.
Yeah, he's going to get some dolphins.
Hopefully it's the new age Aquaman, who I'm not on board with, you know, magic hand, and he can fight Superman. And
Aquaman's
actually
always
possessed.
Been pretty strong. So.
Yeah.
You know, in the
water.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's been pretty great at SeaWorld.
When he's riding on the back of two dolphins.
The new 52 Aquaman is a badass, though. I've given that a little bit of freedom.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Woo! I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, this is tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Guardians of the Galaxy getting a new cartoon on Disney XD.
Really?
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. It just goes to show that anything can fucking get a cartoon.
Right.
I'll check it out. I'm not. I tried to watch that Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon that's on Disney XD, and it's not that great. I love Ultimate Spider-Man. Like, since from issue one
Bendis.
Until the last issue,
yeah.
I've loved everything.
Yeah.
Tap it, like, you know.
Yeah. Ant-Man news. They cast two characters, Hank Pym's daughter and Yellow Jacket. Apparently Yellow Jacket, this is the bigger thing, Yellow Jacket is going to be an evil character in it, and it's not necessarily Hank Pym. I don't know anything. I don't know, but whatever. Guardians of the Galaxy sequel was confirmed, but that had already kind of been said.
Which is fine and awesome, but it seems like a jump in the gun because the first movie hasn't come out yet. Like, I know it's going to make $1 billion and everyone, but like, what if it doesn't?
Right.
And you've already greenlit a
sequel. What if it's Daredevil?
What if it's
Elektra?
Nothing is Daredevil. Nothing.
Or Elektra. Elektra was okay in comparison.
If you've
to
never
Daredevil.
Read a comic starring Elektra, then yes, you're correct.
If you've never read a comic starring Jennifer Garner.
Yeah. May is the release date for the Netflix Daredevil.
Oh, really? They announced that?
They announced that it's going to be in May. So I'm imagining it's just going to be shit firing, like, nonstop after that.
Crazy.
That's going to probably, like, crash Netflix. I think that's going to be huge.
I think you're right.
Because that attracts so many other people to Netflix.
Yeah,
plus,
if
Avengers and other things are already doing well
in
that time frame, that's going to be a huge fucking thing. I guarantee you that. For Arrow, Ra's al Ghul has been confirmed as, like, their big main villain for season 3.
I like that show a lot.
I have not finished season 2 yet, but I do like it. I know they've confirmed they're going to have Wildcat from Justice Society.
All right, I'm not familiar. My,
he's going to be
in
it.
My DC-foo is weak. I'm more of a Marvel guy.
All right, well, for everyone else, Wildcat, which is kind of obscure, they're throwing in Katana and somebody else, some other asshole. Oh, no, that was Flash. They casted Captain Cold. All right, so there's that. Godzilla 2!
Yes.
He's fighting every monster ever.
I'm excited. I want to see this
Save
one.
Save some of that for Godzilla 3.
No. Rodan, Mothra, King Ghidorah, all of it.
Yeah.
All of it in that movie.
They're all in one movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe they plan it to be a trilogy where it's just like, fuck it, everything go.
Right, just one after
this
another.
This guy's only thing cannot last. Everything
yeah,
go.
Right.
The third one now. Will make it up in DVD sales.
Yeah, they'll get excited one way or another.
Well, he'll fight, like, Mechagodzilla in the third one.
Yeah.
Probably.
And his little son comes out with the smoke.
Godzuki.
Godzuki.
Godzuki. That's his name!
Godzuki!
I don't make this up. I wish I made up Godzuki. Take that right to the bank.
Name your next child, and there you go.
Godzuki.
Raizuki.
Thanks, Japan. Alright, that is it for movies and TV. We'll go through our comics news, and then this will be finished.
Alright.
Actually. So, first little news bit that I can't read now that you've moved that.
Go ahead.
You're killing me, Smalls. Stan Lee canceled a bunch of appearances at San Diego Comic-Con due to laryngitis. I get nervous whenever they do things like this because I'm like, laryngitis to Stan Lee is very bad.
It's like breaking a hip.
It's like worse than that. That's already bad news. It's already inside.
It's bad news for you. I think he's already dead.
I just haven't told anyone yet. Probably.
They're waiting for the release of Marvel or Avengers 2.
Yeah.
Like, he's dead. Oh, no. Everyone,
you saw my make a joke before the event happens thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm trying to, like, pre-joke now. Like, make like topical jokes before things happen. And mine was about Stan Lee. And I said, like, Stan Lee died today. How many issues till they bring him back?
Nice.
So, like, I'm just trying to get a jump on everyone else because, you know...
There it is.
You know, coming. When he dies,
infinite
joke. Everyone's going to make that joke.
Yeah.
I already did that, like, 2 weeks ago.
Well, there you go. Well, last words, Excelsior. True believers. Avengers Rage of Ultron is going to be an original graphic novel.
I am so pumped about this. It's not even fun.
Because it's Rick Remender.
And Jerome Opeña and Dean White.
You are correct.
The triumvirate of those three makes my day every time, everywhere. I feel about that creative team as you feel about Jubilee.
Okay. All right. That's pretty serious.
He loves Remender.
I do.
There's going to be another Avengers book. Another one, which will be Captain America and the Mighty Avengers. Or all the black characters. I don't know if it's going to replace Mighty Avengers. I kind of feel like it will.
Yeah.
And just give it a brand new number one, because they don't cancel shit. They rebrand it.
Right.
But,
Didn't you guys have a podcast about
we
that?
We did.
I listened to it.
Mm-hmm. I believe you. True believer of it. Angela is going to get her own ongoing series.
Huh.
Okay.
I figured that would happen. They're probably going to make her either appear in Guardians or she'll be a focus on the next one.
In the movies?
What do you mean?
In the movies. Do you think they're going to drop her in the movies?
Wait, this is a movie thing or is it a comic thing?
This is a comic thing, but I'm thinking they're pushing her.
I'm unfamiliar with the territory.
Fair enough. I think they're going to push Angela. She's already in Guardians.
Right, in the comic, right.
And yes. I feel like tying that into Thor would be
sure.
a thing.
That's a lot of work, though.
They already had tied it into Thor in the comics.
So now they have a reason to do it in the movie.
They could try. I don't know. That's a lot
they
of work.
Introduce
that's
her
a
in
lot
Thor
of
3.
work.
They
that's a lot
her in
of
Thor
work,
3.
though.
They could. I think she's going to show up in some capacity in the next Guardians movie.
Hmm.
Alright. Sure.
Alright.
I'm sure
Neil Gaiman would love cashing those checks.
Oh my god, that's all he's doing, man. That's all he's doing. Grant Morrison made a map of DC's multiverse. It was something he made.
Is he autistic?
I think he might be. Multiversity is the new DC big fucking event with all their fucking universes, so he actually made a map. And it was a promo poster that they sent out to all of the retailers. I threw ours out immediately.
I'm like, what the fuck?
2015, Star Wars goes back to Marvel, officially. It's over, Dark Horse, and your amazing run of comicdom.
And Jason Aaron's writing it, right?
Jason Aaron and Mark Waid are both attached to write Star Wars books. Jason Aaron's pretty good. He's doing Original Sin. I love Mark Waid.
I love Mark Waid.
Mark Waid is one of my favorite writers, period.
Love him.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, big guns, go. And
like the M-dubs.
They're going to make an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comic, or just a S.H.I.E.L.D. comic, but it's going to be the characters from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a money horse, that's what they call vertical integration right there.
It's not the worst idea, because they said there's so many things they want to do with these characters, but the budget would be insane on TV, so focus on it in the comics. Mm-hmm. If you enjoyed both, maybe they would kind of interact together and give you a better experience. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
I'm telling you.
Didn't you say there was digital downloads of some show already, comic? There was a digital download with comic of some show. Because you were saying they likely, people who watch the show aren't going to pick up comics, and so they made digital comics.
I forget what we were talking about.
But we were talking about it.
No, it sounds like something we said.
Oh, man.
I don't remember.
Maybe it was Arrow and such. Maybe it's getting a digital comic. Something's getting...
Yes, you're right. There it is. There it was Arrow. All
this work I have to do for
you. Oh, God.
I don't even get paid.
I've got some change in my car.
That's going to change soon.
The Eisner winners. We had picked the Eisner Award nominees who we thought was going to win in the last one. We'll quickly go through it, and then we shall be done.
All right.
Best writer, Brian K. Vaughan for Saga, second year in a row.
Like a ball.
Did you predict that? It was either Saga or I think I picked East of West.
I mean, that's a great pick. Saga is great.
Best writer / artist, Jamie Hernandez for Love and Rockets. Nobody saw that coming. Love and Rockets is a beloved indie book.
Yeah, I don't even know
forever.
What that is. I don't know
yeah,
that
but
is.
Nobody picked that. Best painter / multimedia artist, Fiona Staples for Saga. And everybody picked that.
Yeah.
Best artist / penciler / inker, or pencil inker team. So they got to come up with a better name for
that.
Sean Pinker. Murphy for The Wake. We did say The Wake was probably going to win a lot of shit.
I don't know that one either.
The Wake is a Vertigo book. It's got Snyder's writing it.
Okay.
So it's huge. Best coloring, Jordi Belair, which was the one of the new girls that's on Pretty Deadly. We thought they might win. They also do Manhattan Projects, Nowhere Men, Quantum and Woody, Captain Marvel, Massive, 10,000 books.
Mm-hmm.
Best letterer, Darwin Cook for Richard Starks Parker, Slayground. I love Darwin Cook. I don't give two fucks about lettering.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But he's a great artist and a great writer.
I apologize to all letterists out there, but I don't give a fuck about you.
We love what you do, but we
I need it to know what's going on in the story. But.
Best cover artist was David Aja for Hawkeye.
All right.
Second year in a row for him, too.
I mean, he should also be up there for regular artists as well. That dude's great.
Mm-hmm. Best single issue, Hawkeye number 11.
Yep. Is that which one? Is that Pizza Dog?
Pizza is my business.
Pizza Dog, great issue. Hawkeye is a great comic. I love it.
Best continuing series, Saga, second year in a row.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep, gotta love it.
Best new series was not Rat Queens.
Mm.
It was Sex Criminals.
Sex Criminals is good stuff, though.
It is.
I haven't read either of those.
Fraction winning everything. Yeah. Everything.
That Brian K. Vaughan didn't win.
Yes. I'm sure they just went back to their hotel and just rubbed dicks together or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We did it.
To make magic, For Dr. Strange.
For him, yeah.
That's the limit of his power. If they don't win Eisner Awards, then he's got nothing.
I like that this is a thing. Best publication for early readers, Itty Bitty Hellboy. Hellboy is for children. It's fantastic.
Okay. All
right.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Best reality work was that fifth Beatle, the Brian Epstein story. That was a huge deal did end up winning. And best humor publication was Vader's Little Princess. You remember we had that book in?
Yeah, no, that was
it
awesome.
It won an award. It's a very
funny
book.
That's a great book, definitely. You know what, it seemed... I don't follow the Eisner Awards that much, but that they all seem very safe picks. Nobody really went out of the box for anything.
If I remember correctly, I think it's industry people that vote on it.
And, not to
this
say
is
that...
like when the NFL players vote on the top 100.
Right, right. It's not on... It's none of the... All of those books are deserving. But it just... everything feels
you
safe.
You can tell that it's, writers and artists and company people picking everything.
Right.
Because there's only, one or two Marvel things that even got nominated. Yeah, they won. But... No, right. I don't think any DC got nominated.
Oh yeah, you're right. That
it's almost
all
DC.
Vertigo. You said there's
Vertigo
book?
Does count, though.
But right, but I mean,
but
you're
that's
right.
Not
there's
your
no,
Superman.
Although
Superman
I mean, you know, let's be honest, DC.
Yeah, no.
Compared to Marvel and
please.
You know,
you don't have to convince me.
Forever Evil is a good title.
Forever Evil was good.
Forever Evil is a good title.
as of recently. I can't speak for anything past that. I don't read DC myself.
Way to stand up for him, Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Paul, a little bit. Make mine Marvel, all right?
Oh! That was clever. I said that.
Well played.
Excelsior.
I think his spirit's in the room.
It is. Like
it is.
The fifth Excelsior that's been out.
We should have a seance and get Stan Lee here.
Isn't the seance to get him here?
Is it liable? Dead? Am I liable for saying that he's
dead? I mean, if something happens to him...
He was here at this time in this state.
I'm sure he died in San Diego. Don't
worry. Laryngitis.
Laryngitis.
He coughed up a bunch of shit and he named 17 new characters.
King Tahu.
He's a dragon. He's as big as a building.
Brilliant.
I'm dying. The invincible Stan Lee. No, it's not working. The superior Stan Lee. No, fuck.
More
I'm
alliteration.
Dying.
Just the
stupendous
dying
Stan Lee.
Yeah. Just the dying one.
Jesus.
Old man Stan Lee.
Old man Stan Lee.
True believer. All right, people. Well, thank you for listening to today's episode, focusing on blurbs and things from San Diego Comic-Con. Anything you guys want to say before we go? Fantastic.
I got it all out.
Thank you for listening.
This, the 4th of July. No one told me.
Leave him alone.
What's she gonna do? Hit me with her diaper?
I'll show you, you overgrown.